Hello and welcome to another Teal Town Conversation on TealTownUSA.com. I'm Eric Curry. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14. And with us today, a guy that if you've been to any Sharks or Barracuda games in last couple of seasons looks very familiar. It is Mr. John Root. John, how are you, good sir?
Cheers. Good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Enjoying a nice little Starbucks.
Yeah, so, the red cup, I had to.
it's how he gets, you know, pumped up for games and such, right?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I've kind of talked about this a while ago, and I thought we'd bring you on just to kind of get the background of, I guess, how you kind of landed this dream job of sorts of, you know, there really wasn't an in-arena host for quite some time, and you got it along with the Barracuda. Tell us about that and how you've also had the sports journalism of sorts, and you kind of intertwined it now with the Sharks.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, like, I'm super blessed to be able to do what I do, and, you know, sometimes the right cards have to fall into place, but I know for sure, like, I've worked really hard to get where I'm at. I studied communication in college. I was super involved with broadcasting and part of our on-campus news station at Azusa Pacific. And then I actually, a couple months before I graduated, I was like searching for jobs and everything. And I didn't really see a lot of hosting roles at all because they're so far and few between. And I actually had a minor league baseball team call me because someone I knew from college worked there. And they're like, hey, our in-game host is leaving. Would you be interested? And I actually just heard back from, I was going for a social media job with the Atlanta Falcons. I ended up not getting it. And then I had this minor league team call me, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. I'm like,
league baseball club.
Yeah, so people know the San Jose Giants. They definitely know the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And I was like, well, I know this is something that's a really small scale, but I think it would help me get to where I'm at. Then I worked for the Quakes for a season, and then I saw a job opening with the Barracuda, applied for them, and probably had the worst hosting reel of all time because our handheld camera, for some reason, didn't record
everything. Oh, no.
I had to just set up a janky tripod and try to get as much as I could and kind of like kill it in the in-person interview, took over the CUDA. And then basically halfway through that first season, the director of game presentation with the Sharks were like, hey, like, we like what's going on. Why don't you try doing this up here with the big club? So it was me and then two other girls going for the job. And then long story short, I eventually won out the job. You know, it was tough. I wasn't always a front runner, and but I think when you're a guy going against two ladies, you got to figure out, like, you know, what makes me unique and what makes me valuable for the team. And then, you know, now I'm here living the dream, working for the Sharks, and yeah, the rest is history.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome. Now, you grew up here in Northern California, right?
Yeah. So I was, I'm actually hanging out in Danville, which is right by Walnut Creek. So I was born in Walnut Creek, lived here the first 9 years of my life, and then moved up to Sacramento.
Okay. So you were a sports fan of everybody then.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's crazy. Now you're doing these little digital media videos. I won't say little, I shouldn't say that, but digital media videos, like,
oh, they're huge, Eric.
They're massive. They're massive. Hey, it got me through the off season a lot better. Off well, days, and you went to what was it? Surrey, British Columbia. You hung out with Brendan Dillon and Martin Jones. And
with the
guys, what is it like? Because you go from you range with everybody. You're chatting with the kids, you're chatting up with Frenzy and Sharky. I mean, yes, it's either yes, no, or you know, with them, and then you're talking to the players. Guide us through. I mean, first with the players, and then how crazy it is to go back and forth with fans and such.
Yeah.
Well, the interactivity,
off,
I should say.
Yeah, well, first off with the players, I think I've always really enjoyed getting to know players outside of hockey. Because, I mean, they're just like you and me, but they have amazing athletic abilities. And I think there's crazy good personalities that are out there, like you saw in the first episode of Off Days, like Brendan Dillon, like just coming up with the idea of Off Days, like, okay, let's get to know the guys, let's go where they're at, see where they come from and really who they are. Because we already know the stats, we already know like their career, but like who they are as people. And then people like Brendan Dillon, just stand-up guy, really, really solid guy to kick the series off. And it's a conversation. And I want people when they watch that show to be like, you know what? You know, John's not getting super like analytical about stuff where that can really lose people. You know, I'm there and we're going to do some funny stuff like off the wall and we're going to get to know these guys. And I hope that people can watch the show and they're like, well, I could feel like I was in John's shoes because it wasn't like something crazy analytical or some like feat of strength or athleticism. It was like, hey, we're hanging out, we're having a good time, we're having conversations and we're doing some funny stuff at the same time. And then when it comes to talking with fans and kids and stuff like that, like, I mean, I'm a fan myself. Like, I want people to see that first and foremost, where they're going to see my professionalism, but they're going to see that I love this team a lot. It's not just another job. Like, I grew up watching the Sharks, and to be able to share that with like fans and kids and find out like funny ways to like interact. Because I'm going to interact with fans and kids different than I will a player a little bit. And I mean, it's been fun to just like, you know, get to see what motivates people, like whether it's a player or fans or kids, like they all share a love for the Sharks, and just being able to kind of share that in a like digital media format. It's been fun. I feel like it's been received really well too.
Yeah, no, I thought those two, along with the recent one with Ryan Carpenter, came out really cool. And I think that's one thing that fans really want to see is what are these guys like off the ice? And, oh, yeah. And it adds more perspective to it with like you said, the stats, like, okay, yeah, we get him. There's their build to that, but let's see the fun side. After all, like Tomas Hertl once said, fun must be always.
Oh yeah. And that's taken off like crazy and people love that. And he gets to show off his personality a lot more. And I feel like that makes people connect with these players more when they hear about, like, just like you were saying, the Ryan Carpenter video, like that came out and there's, we had like a Christian aspect to it where some people were like, oh, that's the church I go to, or that school, or, you know, like Martin Jones. It's like, wow, I love golf too. Like, it's cool to like see that, like, and find what these guys love and what really makes them them. It really connects with people. It's cool.
Definitely. So I got to ask, and you've always had some fun times and I've seen them with the videos and your golf game. Excellent, by the way. Have you had like a crazy moment in these parts of three seasons so far with the in-game or whether it's with the players or something that you could maybe share with us?
Are we talking like embarrassing, or are we talking about just like surreal, or
both? Because did you do game six against St. Louis too?
Yeah. So I worked the Western Conference final, and I think that was one of the most amazing experiences. You know, I hope we make it to the Stanley Cup so I can just one up it. We can win the cup and everything. But oh my gosh, I mean, that goal, like I'll never forget it. Like, the place was absolutely insane. I think, like, hosting wise, like, there's no playoff atmosphere like San Jose. Mm-hmm. And then to be on the cusp of history with San Jose and to be involved in that, like, that was, I'll never forget it. Like, I remember, like, we went to the Stanley Cup final. Like, I mean, I was still on a high. And then even after, like, we lost, it was like, gosh, like, such a bummer. And we hate losing. But it was like, gosh, like,
that was fun.
I'll never forget. Like, I could have yelled anything in that microphone if people would have gotten loud. And I mean, the guys like really stepped up, and it was cool to see the city come together and see a lot of players like really get the recognition they deserve. Like that was one of those like amazing moments. And then like, if, I guess if we talk about embarrassing moment, last year's playoffs. So we had, I think it was Douglas Murray and Scott Hannon. Mm-hmm. So what we would do for each playoff game, we'd have alumni go up there, and it's like, hey, let's get ready to turn up the tank. We got a couple alumni here. Like, let's do this. So like we do our thing, do the spiel, everyone's getting loud, and I'm like pumping my arms up, and we're right by the railing up in the second level. And I'm like pumping everybody up with my arms, and I hit the railing with my mic. My mic goes tumbling down to the first level.
Oh no.
And it wasn't like one of those sweet mic drops where I could just be like, yep. It was like, uh-oh. it ended up like falling in between like somebody's legs, like, thank God. But I remember like Douglas Murray was dying laughing. Like he was dying. Like he told Scott, he's like, Jody, just drop the mic. And oh man, it was just like so embarrassing. And I remember like everybody in like the front office knew about it, so I was constantly making the joke of like, yeah, I need one of those like Wii remote control like things around my wrist every time I have a mic. But it was fun. Like there's been so many great memories like throughout this like past couple years hosting, and now this being like my first season, like going from start to finish. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. Like the fans are great too. Like I really appreciate that. It feels like family, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it seems a lot of fun. You definitely have added an element to the experience that I think we've done interviews with a lot of people in the organization, and they want to make the game night an experience, and I think you have certainly contributed to that. Finally, before you go, is there any like difference that you would have between like the Barracuda and Sharks? Is there a certain way you go about it, or
yeah, I think the hosting style is like a little bit different. I think no matter what, you see me do my thing at the Barracuda and the Sharks, and I think people can see a crossover. Mm-hmm. But in general, I think with Barracuda and even like minor league sports, like I have to thank the Barracuda too. Like I've learned a lot. There's a lot of people that want to just be able to go right up to the big leagues and do their thing, or go right to a director role in their career or whatever, like reach that top spot. Like I learned a lot through the CUDA, and I think a lot of what you do in minor leagues is really, really off the wall. Like, you know, I'm dancing to Cotton Eye Joe and doing like funny skits, and I feel like you have a lot more space to move around, and not as many things are sponsored, and you kind of have a little bit more freedom. And I feel like I'm a little bit more of a show when it comes to minor league sports. That's what I think is the difference with the Sharks. Like people aren't coming to see me. People aren't being like, oh yeah, I'm spending all this money on season tickets to see John every single game. Like, no, like I hope that people are coming to games and they're like, yeah, like John adds a great element to it. And I'll still do off the wall stuff. But you'll have like mascots with like Frenzy and I, like we do stuff together. Sharky and I do stuff together. And then Sharky's able to do stuff on his own because he's able to like really build that brand. And you know, with the Sharks, I feel like it's going to be like a little less of a show on my end, because there's great like action out on the ice, and there's so many other elements that are incorporated once you get to the top that like I don't really feel like I need to like exert myself as much. I just need to be able to contribute to the show and add like a fun element to it, not necessarily be the show, you know. So I would say that's probably the easiest way to break it down between Sharks and CUDA.
Nice. Nice. Well, John, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. I just to kind of give a perspective, kind of the behind the scenes of John Root, as like you've been sharing with the players. So, John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on. Love you guys, and keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thank you, John.